All right. So my name is Ashley Schold, and I'm 34 years old, and today is June 7th, 2019, and I'm speaking with Kenny Schold, who is my grandfather. We're recording this interview in Washougal, Washington. All right, Kenny, can you tell me a story of how your family ended up in Port Townsend, Washington, and who your parents are, maybe a little bit about them?
Well, my father was born in Sweden, and my mother was born in Norway. And they met in the little town of Paulsbo in Kitsap County. And they lived there until just before I was born, and they moved to Irondale, Washington. It's close to Port Townsend. And we lived there all through my childhood. I went to work at Crown Zellerbach in Port Townsend and eventually transferred to Crown Zellerbach Mill in Camas. And that's how we got to be citizens in Camas.
Oh. So why did your parents end up in Paulsbo? Because didn't you say that there was something about there was a big community there that they didn't even speak English, right?
Yeah, that's a Scandinavian community at that time.
So that was the reason why they ended up in Paulsbo?
Yeah.
Was there anything else because it was near the water and it was like home? Or?
My mother had some relatives there, and so did my father. My grandfather and grandmother, they came from Sweden and they settled in outside of Paulsbo too. It's kind of a Scandinavian community there.
Why did they leave Scandinavia?
I can't say.
Never really just talked about it?
Just to get back to come to this country, I guess. It's a country of opportunity.
Oh. Never talked about it when they were younger or when you were younger?
No, not really.
So did you grow up in Port Townsend then, or did you grow up a little bit in Paulsbo and then you ended up in...
No, I never lived in Paulsbo.
Oh.
I grew up in Port Townsend, or in the outside of Port Townsend, the little town of Irondale.
Okay. All right, so then the second question I had was, can you tell me about your childhood and growing up? Do you have any vivid memories of growing up there in Port Townsend?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to do a little muskrat trapping. Trap for muskrats along Chimacum Creek. And I'd bring them home and skin them out and dry them out and ship them to Sears Roebuck, and they'd send money for them. I think I got 75 cents for a good muskrat skin. I caught a skunk one day and I dressed it out and I was going to mail it in, and the mail carrier wouldn't take it out of the mailbox because she didn't like the smell. I did catch a mink one time, and that was the prize. I think we got $2.50 for a mink hide.
Wow.
But other than trapping, I always did a lot of trout fishing along the Chitmacum Creek, and then salt water at Port Townsend Bay was always good trolling for salmon.
Yeah. So you did a lot of trapping and a lot of fishing?
Yeah.
Any vivid memories with your siblings that you can remember?
They were all older than me, so I didn't have much to do with them.
Were you the baby?
Yeah. I had three brothers and a sister. All were older.
That's cool. So mostly trapping is the memories you have of growing up in Port Townsend. Along, you said Chimacum Creek?
Yeah. I went to school in Chimacum High School. Chimacum Schools, I went there for grade school and high school.
Thanks. Very cool. Well, I guess that kind of answers. Did you have any other kind of jobs when you were growing up? And or what year did you go to UW, and like kind of those years? So I guess it's two parts. What kind of jobs did you have when you grew up in Port Townsend?
While I was in high school, I got out of school early on my junior year, and I went to Alaska with my brothers on a fishing boat. So we fished for salmon out of Ketchikan. And in my junior year, my senior year, I had to stay until I graduated, and so then I went up and joined my brothers in Ketchikan again for another summer of salmon fishing, and that was in 1940. And when I came back from fishing that summer, that's when I entered UW in the fall of 1940.
So you were 19, 20 years old, somewhere around there?
I was 18.
Oh, 18.
Yeah.
And then you went there for a couple years, but then you had to leave. You joined the military, right? Or was that not?
Yeah, we had to, in order to go to UW, you had to be part of the ROTC program, Army Reserve Officer Training Corps.
If you couldn't pay for it on your own, or everybody had to be part of the ROTC?
Everybody had to be a part of
ROTC. It wasn't voluntary?
No.
Oh.
The first 2 years you had to be. And I had started there, and then in 1941 the war got serious. Then in order to be in the ROTC, you had to join the Army Reserve Corps. And in April of 1941, the Army Reserve Corps were all called to active duty. So all of us ROTC members went to basic training, and then eventually we all ended up in officer training school and got second lieutenant commissions before we went into combat.
Do you remember anything about like after Pearl Harbor and when the Japanese had to be evacuated? Do you have any memories of that when you were at UW?
No, I didn't have anything to do with that.
Yeah. So then 1941, you went and served in Europe, you said?
Yep. I was in the Army for 3 years. I was in Germany from the end, beginning of the German occupation in the served with Patton's Third Army, and we had 3 battle stars. The Battle of the Ardennes is called the Battle of the Bulge, and then the Battle of the Rhine and the Battle of Central Europe. And so we were there then till the war was over in Europe. When the war was over in Europe, we got on a ship and was going to go to the Asian area to finish the war over there, but luckily while we were in the middle of the Atlantic, why the Japanese surrendered, so we didn't have to go to the other side of the world to fight another war.
Yeah. What role did you play? I might have missed that. What role did you serve in the Army while you were in battle?
I was a second lieutenant, platoon leader in a rifle company. So I was right on the front lines all the time until the war was over.
Oh, jeez. I'm supposed to ask you about your friend Norm. What can you tell me about that guy?
Well, he was my best friend while we were at UW and during basic training. But he went to serving in the war in Europe, or in the Asian theater, while I went to Europe. So we wrote to each other during the war, but didn't see him until after the war was over, and we got together again, and we're good friends ever since.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Was there any good parts about serving in the war in Europe, or was it all kind of nasty and ugly?
Well, after the war was over, we got to see a little bit of the European countries. Basically, we visited Paris and London, besides towns in Germany. I never saw Berlin, but I was in a lot of other towns in Germany. But the best time was to visit Paris, because that's when we had a leave, what they call R&R, rest and recovery. While the war was going on, we had 3 days of leave to go visit Paris, and that was a good trip. And also, we had R&R visits to London, even though I had been there before, because when we shipped overseas, we landed in England, so we spent time not right in London, but in outside of London, in the town of Bournemouth, before we went over across the channel and into France and Germany.
What'd you guys do while you were in Paris or London? Just kind of did man things during the day?
Well, got a chance to take bus tours. I visited all the places in London. Spent a lot of time at the Moulin Rouge, drinking champagne.
Nice.